One caravan's on the mountains, one caravan's from the sea, one caravan's made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One caravan's from the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one caravan. One caravan heals the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
everybody, Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WWRV 3.185 Clear Channel, the transmitting jewel of the South. Glad to have you in here with us tonight. Got a great program, part 11, if you will, of 2012 and the pyramids, some of the most powerful earthquakes. We've had over 60 earthquakes of major consequences just in 20 and 10. We've had earthquakes, weather changes, we've had floods, we've had drought, we've had what is known as global warming, we've had the ice, the coldest winter that we've had here in Tennessee in quite a while, numerous storms, the Earth's magnetic field is changing, and so we're in a change that don't seem that it's for the benefit of man. The scripture that we're going to use tonight, and we've quoted it throughout the series here, I'm going to go back tonight and read it to you in its entirety. I've quoted a part of it. I'd like to read it all tonight. It's Luke 21, verse 25 and 26, there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars. Now, this is our Messiah doing the talking. He's doing the predicting. And so we're just going to have to deal with it. And right tonight, we're going to show you how the signs are changing drastically in the heavens, in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations. Look at what we've got going on this week. With perplexity and anguish at the roaring and the tossing of the sea and the waves, men's hearts failing them for fear of what is coming on the world. Now, what's coming? for the heavenly bodies, or the heavens, shall be shaken. Now, with the numerous earthquakes that we've already talked about, we had just this year, we had the Haiti earthquake, killed over 200,000, 230 at the last count, is growing. Lives were utterly destroyed. The capital is destroyed. The super earthquake in Chile that literally shortened the day, it caused the North Pole. They had to realign. I mean, it's bad. The Pakistani earthquake, these earthquakes that are measuring well over 7.8 in the Indonesian region, and that was in 06 that we had that one, and another 7.2 in May, and then several in China that killed 80,000 and wiped out a whole village. So we've got it going on, ladies and gentlemen. The world is experiencing destructive weather patterns, such as the Hurricane Katrina and the Myanmar cycle or cyclone, which killed 140,000 people. We had one that just ripped across Australia, where they were experiencing the greatest floods in memory, and in the Queensland, it's just devastating. 140,000 people and killed. We've had world snowfall in California, Florida, and all of the United States, and many casualties in Europe. The weather worldwide has been growing increasingly weird, with superstorms raging all over the earth, causing huge hailstones as big as baseballs, damaging homes and cars, and huge flash floods turning streets into rivers in Melbourne, Australia, and the flooding that took place in Brazil. It looks like that the biblical prediction of the Messiah in Luke 21 is coming to pass. Now, it says that a lot of witnesses have reported that some of the flooding looked like biblical floods. I mean, the rain never stopped. Frightening, mile-wide tornadoes. They wreaked havoc in Mississippi, causing widespread destruction. And back in May, right here in Tennessee, Nashville was hit by historic flooding, right not far from the station that we're broadcasting on, that inundated the highways, the businesses, and thousands of homes. Now, if you are like I am, you've got your eye looking up into the heavens, looking on the earth, and it doesn't take a rocket scientist long to figure out that something's going on. Now, if we continue at this rate, there's going to be widespread mass hunger. There's not enough foods in the major population nations, for instance, like China, because of the devastating flooding and some of the drought that they've experienced here and there in China. They're not going to be exporting wheat and a lot of other things in the food line because that they can't feed their own people. And in India, we talked about that. So we're having these massive apocalyptic flooding and killing thousands, and people are disappearing in mass landslides. California has experienced some of the greatest weather upheavals for the last 10 years. It's just almost relentless, and the flood disasters which have affected the large parts of Europe, farmers are now predicting crop failure in all of the large grain-growing nations, and possibly they would have to cease export to feed those nations that cannot and will not be able to feed themselves. Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Chad, Niger, Pakistan, all have set new records for their hottest temperature of all time over the past 6 weeks. They have set records, new records, for the hottest temperatures of all time. Now, if the remarkable heat continues over Africa and Asia, the Asian portion of Russia has done recorded its highest temperature in history. Yesterday, it happened when the mercury hit 108.1 Fahrenheit degree. That's up near the Amur River border with China. And the previous record was 107 in July of 2004. Now, the record for Europe, Russia, the European portion, they've got 7 or 8 time zones, but their record was 110, set on August the 6th, 1940. That was their record. Guess what? The mercury rose on Thursday to 121.3. Ladies and gentlemen, something's going on here. It's unprecedented. The heat waves that have plagued the world in 10 years has been unprecedented. Something's happening. Something's causing these things. And just because that it's recorded in the scripture, we still have to have, it seems, don't take me long to believe it, I knew it was coming. I predicted it was coming, and that's an easy prophetic word to forecast, because our Heavenly Father proclaimed it in Luke 21 and in Matthew chapter 24. Thousands of casualties. People now, this year in Russia, listen to this now, have been reported drowned when they tried to escape the heat in the summer, and people are drowning because they're having to go into deeper water to stay cool. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the point is that life on Earth will become much more hard and freakish, if you will. I use that word freakish, and boy, we've had some freakish weather. Now, look at the facts. The possibility upcoming in 2012, which scientists are talking about, not only are the laymen talking, but the scientists are talking about great upheavals in the sun. Now, I told you last night about some of the doomsday predictions. Now, let's say that it don't happen in 2012. It's just we're just gradually, I believe that this is going to be very slowly creeping up on us to where that the Bible will fulfill when it says that the sun and the moon will be blocked out. Now, there's several things that we'd like to talk about tonight would cause the sun to be blocked out, and that would involve a heavenly body moving into our solar system. And we already announced last night that it was reported in 1984 and then hushed up. Nothing was ever said about it from the fact of after the announcement. It just seemed like it cooled and went away that there was a body found with a special made satellite that the infrared picked up this great, large, huge body that was very frightening when they said it could be headed our way. Well, now, with the government buying food, storing it, very tight-lipped, nothing said, would that indicate that something in a possible doomsday thing, you know, we're all anticipating this, and the Bible says if a man thinketh, so he is. This NASA, nicknamed the Nimbus, or the Death Star, and then all of a sudden they quit talking in those terms, and we think we know why. But if it is to come into our solar system, the gravitational pull of a planet of this magnitude entering the inner solar system, which would be in our backyard, would indeed have profound effects on all of orbiting bodies. Now, we're going to give you some information tonight concerning some of the changes that Christ predicted in Luke 21. They'd be signs, the changing signs, you know, things that you could say, oh, it wasn't that way, you know, a few years ago or yesterday. It's changed. Did you know that Jupiter and Saturn and Mars, that we know for the evidence tells us that most of the known planets in our solar system are undergoing global warming? And I know that's going to suggest a lot of laughter on our part here, especially in Tennessee. You know, we don't normally have all these. We've had 15 inches of snow. That's a record for us, almost. We very seldom have over an inch or a couple of inches anyway, and now we've already measured 15 inches over the year, and we're still in our suggested window to receive snow, because most of it is in February and March, and I have known. I plowed corn when it was snowing here in Tennessee in April. So I go back a long way. And things have changed. They're changing drastically. The planets, we know that the polar ice caps on Mars is melting and receding at several miles a year, just like it is on Earth. Now, I know that you think it's not going to cause any harm because we're having these devastating cold, wet rain, you know, and things of this nature, that we don't go to the North Pole, but in the North Pole. Now, I indicated a couple of weeks ago that in Tampa, Florida, it was warmer in Anchorage, Alaska, which is north, very far north of Tampa. It was warmer in Anchorage than it was in Tampa. It seems like that the reversals and the evidence is suggesting that we're undergoing global warming at the poles, and it's true with the polar ice caps of Mars and the moons of Saturn and Jupiter are melting. Jupiter, and that Jupiter is developing, you know, it's noted among astronomers for its witness of a red spot, which is now it's developing a second giant red spot, an enormous hurricane-like storm, which is thought to be the result of the sudden warming of our solar system's largest planet. there are parts of Jupiter that are now 6 degrees warmer than just a few years ago. 6 degrees. Neptune's moon has heated up significantly. Parts of its frozen nitrogen surface have begun melting and turning to gas, making the atmosphere much denser. And if you notice that these planets and these moons or satellites are having these great changes, that now it's been reported, listen to this now, this will show you the signs and the changes. The giant planet Jupiter, even the Romans and the Greeks, goes back to the Egyptians, and they worship Jupiter as the major, like the Zeus planet, among Rome and Greece. It's now lost one of its belts. There was a belt there last year, but when Jupiter came out from behind the sun on its yearly orbit, the belt was gone. It disappeared in one orbit behind the sun. Jupiter, now with only one belt, is almost like seeing Saturn with its rings on edge or invisible for a time. Sometimes that happens. But Jupiter has lost one of its belts. And the newly released Hubble Space Telescope reveals that Pluto is now turning red. Astronomers say that it has about a 20% more red hue than it used to have. These changes are not only to be blamed on the sun, since such drastic changes on planets so far away as with Pluto, if only caused by the sun, would literally fry the Earth. No, these changes could be caused by an approaching interstellar body coming soon, predicted by our own government that it could be headed this way. They know it's there, and they know it's changing, and the gravitational pull, even today, affecting the Earth. It's not all the sun. It's a magnetic field adjustment. We know that the 5 probes that NASA launched in February of 2007 to measure the Earth's magnetic field, according to Wenlohu Lee, a University of New Hampshire space physics scientist analyzing the NASA Themis mission, the opening in the rip, it's like a magnetic tear. Remember that they're doing the HARP things to maybe perhaps control weather. We have our defense secretary announcing that those who conquer or the first to control the weather will control the nations. Well, you know that we're into it hook, line, and sinker. And so then, the breach in the magnetic field, which at this moment is growing, and the last time the sun was so inactive, back in 1913, the lack of solar activity has even caused some scientists to speculate that we're about to enter a mini ice age instead of a meltdown. Most NASA scientists agree that by 2012, when the sun predicted moves into its solar maximum, remember every 11 years it goes to its maximum, it just happens to coincide with 2012. the current situation will, not probable, but will change dramatically. In 206, a team of solar scientists for the atmospheric research, the NCAR, predicted that the next sunspot cycle, number 24, will be 30% to 50% stronger than the previous one. Now, the sun's heightened sunspot activity will lead to coronal mass ejections, or what I told you last night about the CME, coronal mass ejections, filled with solar particles of plasma that will dramatically spread out through the solar wind, and it will wreak havoc with communications. Possibly, it could breach the connections of these fantastic satellites that we've got in the heavens. We're entering the solar cycle 24, and for reasons not fully understood, the CMEs and even-numbered solar cycles tend to hit Earth with a leading edge that is magnetized north. Such a strike should open a breach and load the magnetic belt with plasma just before the storm gets underway in 2012. It's the perfect sequence for a possible really big event. I'm reading this from a scientific information website that they are still talking and warned that this breach could last for the entire span of the next solar cycle. And it could be we could be in for a tough time, he says, for the next 11 years as the magnetosphere breach continues to allow up to 20 times. Listen to this now. This is where I really raised my eyebrow. 20 times the normal amount of plasma to bombard the Earth and the human bioelectrical systems, and this activity would peak at 20 and 12. Now, if that's about to occur, and all these possibilities and scientists are predicting, these are the scientists. These are not these freaks and these crackpots. These are well-trained, educated, highly respected scientists that are doing this. So maybe those who are predicting, now, I'm not one of these that's predicting a doomsday apocalypse, but I am predicting that the 20 and 12 arrival of the major changes, we're already feeling it. And if it is true, like we were reading in Sumerian text last night, that the tablets, 22,000 of them, have been excavated and placed in the museums, and now they're under study to understand these great astronomers and astrologers back in the time of the Sumerian Empire. We now are setting up and taking notice that they knew as much or perhaps maybe even more about the solar system than we do now. It's amazing. The sun will reach its solar maximum during the time a massive solar storm could wreak havoc on Earth. Now, usually, there's no problem. It's just interference or cracks and disturbances and things of this nature with a violent solar and electromagnetic radiation. But they are saying that we should prepare for the worst and hope for the best. It could disable communication satellites, mobile phones, sleep patterns. Have you ever had any problem here lately of sleeping? Did you know that the Bible predicted that? Stress on the earth? Men's hearts fell on them? We got so much going on. We are feeling subconsciously to identify with the times of destruction. And we believe it. And those who dwell on earth are receiving this radiation poisoning. You get out now, and used to you could get out and work in the sun. When I was a boy, we were tanned till our skin was almost black. Now, if you burn that way under this poisoning radiation sun, you will be eat up with melanoma cancer affecting your body, and it's very poisonous. And the earth has to absorb this extra radiation and energy and will cause possible changes within the earth's core. With energy being re-dissipated from within the earth with new volcanoes, that's how they form, and then they break the crust and we have movement. And with a weakening magnetosphere, more radiation and magnetically charged plasma from our sun or from the approaching planet or star, if it turns out to be, will greatly influence the core of our earth, which is magnetic. And that in turn will cause an uptick of major earthquakes. Isn't that what Christ said? You'll see an increase of earthquakes. You'll see signs in the sun. Well, here we have the sun going crazy. It's going to get to where that you know, you're fair-skinned people, especially. Darker races don't have to worry as much because their skin is more apt to resist it. But white people are already feeling the magnetically charged plasma from the sun, and they burn quickly and could be deadly. I know people that have got skin cancers and died within 2 or 3 months of finding out they've got the cancer. Now, the dyno of our planet is like this. It's like a giant ball. It's got an iron core spinning within an iron-rich crust. And it creates, like I say, with this added magnetic field energy. And our magnetic field is a reflection of what our core is doing in relation to the crust and the magma. When there's a shift within our dyno, our magnetic field will show it. And it does. Now it's showing that there will most likely be magnetic telltale signs before all the great earthquakes. And the only problem is you can't predict the location. The solar system, suns, and galaxy magnetic fields also influence our external magnetic forces as from an approaching body. So therefore, when this body comes in, and the magnetic fields are attracted, they respond, and the earth's core and the magma and the crust cause the quake because we have a slippage on the Teutonic plates. Now, let's look at the possibility of Planet X, the one we call Planet X. And isn't it strange that we can connect this Planet X with the astrological event that in 2012... that we'll have the point of crossing, point X? Could it be, it's incredible, could it be that our Heavenly Father, the great astronomer that He is, could He have centered all of this and had it to coordinate at a time by His predictions when He said we see signs in the sun and the moon and in the stars and the bodies of the heavens and the oceans and the earth quakes and things of this nature that He predicted? Could this great astronomer, Yahweh, in the the flesh, could he have known that the planet's core, highly charged plasma magnetism, that the density is such that it disrupts the surface of every planet it passes? Well, that's what they said in the rocks. The stones that they wrote on, this great Sumerian people, they were so, it sounds like that they were just worshiping planets, or they knew more than what we know today. They were better prepared, because we know that if it has a rotation orbit of every 3,600 years, it enters into our solar system and it wreaks havoc. Since 1996, listen to this now, traditional weather has changed so dramatically, like the Messiah said it would, increase of this, increase in that, breaking all-time records regularly, and the uptick of quakes and volcanic incidents and changes in electromagnetics are being kept out of the media as much as possible. Weather alone can falsely be blamed on global warming and sun cycles, but not Earth's rumbling and the solar system's great changes that they keep or deny that is happening. 99% of the universe is made up of charged plasma at the atomic level. And planets are densely charged plasma spheres. And the approach of any planet, especially one like Planet X, coming into our solar system would cast immediate consequences, sending tremendous amount of electrically charged plasmatic energy particles into waves to all the planets and to the solar system, fell the magnetic field lines that crisscross the universe. The entire universe is a connected web of electricity, and plasma is the conductor. No wonder, ladies and gentlemen, that in this pollution-filled, industrialized civilization that we've grown to be, causing weather changes, using HARP systems, using atomic and nuclear weapon explosions, that we could have not possibly realized that we would create havoc in our Earth and throughout the universe, that all these dramatic changes that we're experiencing now can be blamed on our irresponsible ways and actions, and we fail to be reminded of it by our media until the disasters happen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know whether you believe this or not, but I certainly do, that if a government, we won't say which one, we'll just leave that up to you to try to figure out, is capable of waging weather wars, and if other planets in our solar system are being affected by a planet, wayward Planet X approach, and with that combination, we can see how ridiculous the media cover-up becomes when they fail for knowing that it would cause widespread panic. What could we do about it? Could we ever think about going to back to Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name should pray and humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways? You think that might work? if everybody in the earth would drop all the evil intents and purposes and drop to their knees, have one day for every man, woman, and child to spend the whole entire day on their knees crying out for mercy. Do you think that some of the anger of earth would cease? Do you think that Yahweh could turn this around in one day? You say, well, it's not going to happen, Pastor Buddy. I know it's not because I read the book. But let me show you something. I'll show you how smart the Russians are and how little America... America is just as smart or smarter, but they won't use the media. The Russians are, I mean, they're just so realistic that they'll tell you. The Russian perspective on earth changes by their Academy of Scientists say that volcanic and seismic activity, now listen to this now, you're gonna really freak out like I did. If you want to see changes that was predicted by Christ, listen to the Russian Academy of Scientists. Just recently reported that volcanic and seismic activity with great increases in the magnetic stress has increased 400 to 500% since 1975. All planets, they say, are changing. Earth is not singled out. Basically, everything in the solar system is experiencing unusual phenomena, increased activity and unusual weather, hard facts that are going unreported by the Western media. The Academy of Science in Russia don't care to tell you that these changes are drastically 400 to 500% since 1975. Now, does that tell you anything? Does that cause for alarm? It's because we have, you know, we've had Gay Day, Gay Pride Day. We have the smokeouts and things of this nature. Couldn't we have one day called Repentance Day? Their work shows that the planets themselves are changing. They're all undergoing vibrations in their atmosphere. For example, the Martian atmosphere is getting sizably thicker, and Earth's moon is growing an atmosphere, and according to the scientists, there is a 6,000 kilometer deep layer of natrum that wasn't there previously. 6,000 kilometers. He says that we're having this kind of change in the upper level of Earth's atmosphere, where gas is forming that wasn't there before. It simply did not exist in the quality or the quantity that it does now. It's not related to global warming, and it's not related to the CFCs or fluorocarbon emissions or any of that stuff. It's just showing up. Ah, wonder who could make it show up in the last days. You ever thought about repenting? You ever thought about praying? You ever thought about fasting? You ever thought about calling out for mercy? Magnetic fields and brightness of the planet are drastically changing 400 to 500%. Planets are experiencing sizable increases in their overall luminosity. Venus, for example, is showing us marked elevations in its overall brightness. Jupiter has such a high energetic charge now that there is actually a visible cube of ionizing radiation that is formed between it and its moon. And you can actually see the luminous energy tube in photographs that have been taken recently. And, ladies and gentlemen, it's amazing what the heavens is telling us. Repent. Repent. And be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ruach, or the Holy Spirit, or what the King James would declare as the Holy Ghost. Dr. Dimitrov's research shows that the growing plasma at the edge of our solar system, listen to this now, this is going to freak you out, has recently now, increased 1,000%. Amazing. 1,000%. Something's going on. It's a change. Higher charge energy is in turn exciting the plasma and causing more of it to form. And the luminosity and the brightness has picked up 1,000%. This energy is then flowing into the sun, which in turn emits the energy and spreads it out along its plane, which is called the ecliptic. In addition, the magnetic field strength of each planet has increased. Uranus and Neptune appear to have recent pole shifts, unprecedented in the observance of the scientists. When Voyager 2, the space probe, flew past Uranus and Neptune, the apparent north and south magnetic poles were sizably offset from where the rotational pole was, and in this case, it was 50 degrees off. And in the other case, the difference was around 40 degrees, both of which are pretty big changes, wouldn't you say? Natural disasters have increased 410% between 1963 and 1993. Now, they don't take into account that the largest increases that have taken place in the last 8 or 9 years since then. Dr. Demeter did a very elaborate calculation of natural disasters to come up with the figures of 410%. And with that, even the sun's magnetic field, listen now, increased by 230% since 1901. A dramatic rise in natural disasters over the past decade. The number of events have gone up dramatically. In a meeting in Geneva, CRED Director Duarte Guha-Sepa said in Geneva, Switzerland, during 2000 to 2009 period, there were 385 disasters on a global scale, an increase of 233% since 1989, and 67% since 1990 to 1999. Their data suggests that earthquakes made up 60% of the natural disasters from 2000 to 2009. Climate-related events such as droughts, storms, floods have made up the majority of disasters overall, increasing tenfold since the data was first collected in 1950. Climate-related disasters increasing alarmingly. It is not clear that the climate change itself is an important factor, but insufficient research to determine the role of global warming and the increase in climate-related natural disasters that's showing in one area of the Earth that it's warmer, and the next area it's colder, and so on and so forth, until even now the Gulf Stream is bringing and cooling down and bringing in the noticeable change in Europe, that Europe could be totally in a ice age in the near future if things don't change. What about a repentance day throughout the world? What about praying? What about calling on Yahweh in the day of trouble? We're in a day of trouble, but that's not going to happen, because the Bible said that wicked men will wax worse and worse. We'll see an increase instead of a decrease in earthquakes. We'll see an increase in famine. That means people are hungry and can't grow enough food to feed themselves. We go to bed every night here in America. It seems like we've got plenty to eat, much of it the wrong stuff. But in the entire equation, in the world, throughout the world, there is thousands upon thousands of people dying every day from starvation. It's awful. The earth is being hit by tsunami-like waves, earthquakes, and instead of receding, they just keep coming. We're entering into the time of tribulation, and I prophesied that the astronomical signs of the heavens are the first indicator. That's where our Creator that made this world and the things that you see in it, He predicted in Luke 21 that I've just read, the two verses, 25 and 26, these two verses indicate that we are in a time of trouble such as we're never seen. It's going to get worse. Now, I predicted with all of the droughts and all the flooding and all of the lack of sowing, because you don't reap unless you sow. Some of these countries down under, Australia, China, India, the United States, right through the heartland. Call a farmer up in Iowa or out in the Great Plains of Kansas. Call just your average guy out there that's trying to make a living. Ask him if there's a possibility that we could have a drought. Ask him about the famines caused primarily lack of rainfall in certain areas. Yahweh said it would increase both in frequency and the impact just prior to the beginning of the end. Although the Messiah was clear that no one would know the day or the hour, He said, look for the signs. Look for all of this happening in the last days. Look up, because your redemption draweth nigh. In many places, such as the Alaskan tundra, packed with animal bones and debris and trainload lots, bones of mammals, mastodons, several kinds of bison, horses, wolves, bears, and lions, tells the story of a generation that ignored the signs. Are we bound to repeat if we ignore? It looks as though some of the cataclysmic catastrophes that have happened here recently would wake us up. There's more godless people. People are on, they're on every substitute they can find. The only way that you will succeed is find Yahweh. the magnetic north right now has moved from the time the scientists first located in 1831. It began shifting in 1904 northwesterly at a steady pace of 9 miles a year. In 1989, it sped up again. And in 2007, scientists confirmed that the pole is now galloping toward Siberia at 34 to 37 miles a year. Ladies and gentlemen, the point, I believe, is that the North Pole not only moves south, but it actually moves towards facing the sun. Extra input of magnetically charged plasma from the sun causes Earth poles to shift. And with the approaching of a possible wayward planet called Nibiru, if you just turn the word backwards and spell it backwards and change the B to a D backwards, just turn it around, and it says, you rid it. The Earth is going to rid itself of all of the sand, all of the things that are causing the Earth to go into upheaval. Magnetically charged means that the whole universe is on an electrical system that monitors the heartbeat of man. Let's turn to Yahweh. Let's repent and be baptized in the great name of Yahweh. I got to get out of here. My time is coming, gone. I'm sponsored tonight by Brother Mark and Sister Audrey down in the great state of Mississippi. I'd like to mention also Brother Paul up in the great state of Michigan, Brother Bud and Brother Edward. These are people that are volunteering to come in and to help pay the radio bill time. Each one of them is donating a little money to pay. And we're so thankful that we have time to get into these deep things to reveal to you that we're in the last days. We're in the beginning of a time of trouble. Now, if it goes by 20 and 12 and there's not a great shaking, you know, you'll see the party doors break out. Matter of fact, we're going to have Y2K party type situations. You know, in Y2K, they predicted and they partied all night long and they drunk and eat and got merry. And the same thing, this is just an astrological sign. This is a mile marker. This is a saying, hey, seek Yahweh. And people say, what for? We're having too good of a time. We don't need him. He's a drag. He slows us down. He's against us. He hates us. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. We are in a time of trouble such as the world would never even comprehend it would come to. We're almost at the beginning of the judgment, the day of judgment. Revelation chapter 20, verse 12. 20 and 12. And I saw the dead stand before Yahweh, and the books were opened. Don't you know that Luke 21, verse 25 and 26, our text tonight, will come back to haunt all those who fail to look up. You've got my message here tonight, and I'll see you tomorrow night around the world on WWCR. We'll be on at prime 9 Eastern Standard Time, sponsored by Dr. Gary. Look for us there. We're in a series event in the radio station time at WWCR. Come and join the series. And we'll teach you what the Bible says, how you can be saved. Write me tonight, Post Office Box 568 in Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Write me and I'll send you some information that could change your life. If you'd like to know what time it is, we can send you a calendar by the time of Yahweh. See, man has changed it to Saturday or Sunday. The convenience of those who would deceive. Yahweh's got a calendar that is hid from man, and you have to really study it to know what it says. Write us about that. And remember, Monday night we'll be on 50-50 coming to you. I think it's on the 14th. That's the 14th. I can't remember the date. But anyways, 50-50, we're coming to you live on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel around the world at 50-50 beginning on the 14th. And so make a note of that so that you won't miss one episode of Judgment Day come into a neighborhood near you. We love you tonight. We pray for you. We solicit your prayers on our behalf. Working in the kingdom of heaven is not easy, because you've got to contend with the devil every day. When you would do good, evil's always present. Prepare for the last judgment. The day is coming upon us in your lifetime. Yahweh bless you. I'll see you tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Don't miss it. Make a note on WWCR. Yahweh bless you.